Nolte, Atlanta defund the police councilman's car stolen in broad daylight. By John Nolte on May 27, 2021. Today's feel-good story comes from the deep blue city of Atlanta, Georgia, where a city councilman who voted to defund the police had his car stolen in broad daylight. Last year, Councilman Antonio Brown voted to remove a cool $73 million from the Atlanta police budget. On Wednesday, while attending a ribbon-cutting ceremony at an event in northeast Atlanta around noon, at least four kids jumped into his car and took off, Fox News reported. Bwahahahahahahaha. This dumbass, who got exactly what he deserves, is currently running for mayor and described the car thieves as being between the ages of 5 and 12. 5 and 12. The senior car thief was 12. His partner in crime was a literal kindergartner. Brown said the thieves jumped in his vehicle Wednesday after he got out to speak with community leader Ben Norman. He noted his white Mercedes-Benz coupe as keyless pushed to start ignition and he failed to realize it had been started, report said. One kid was in the driver's seat. Ben attempted to open the door to get him out of the car. He fought with Ben. I then engaged and tried to get him out of the car. The three other kids were trying to figure out how to get in the car or stay out of the car. He started to hit on the gas, Brown said. Get this. Brown added that he held onto the car in an attempt to stop them and was dragged about a block down the road before letting go. As the car thief started to speed up, Brown explained, I knew that if I had not let go, I knew I probably could have killed myself because he was going so fast, I would have started to tumble. And I would have hurt him. I would have hurt him? How would a city councilman rolling off a speeding car hurt the thief driving the car? Was he worried he'd roll in front of the car and the thief would bump his head as he drove over him? How does someone this stupid become a councilman? Here's my favorite part. The idiot has no plans to file charges. Brown doesn't plan on filing charges against the kids, who he says acted out of desperation. This is a generational poverty issue, he said. These kids, it's 12:30 in the afternoon. Why aren't they in school? Why aren't we enforcing systems to ensure that if they are not in school, they're in recreational centers? Oh, yeah, that's the problem. In a country where even the poorest of the poor have cable TV, internet, iPhones, video games, air conditioning, and obesity issues, the problem is that these little hooligans don't have enough distractions in their life. The problem is that these wretches don't have enough to do. The problem is that kids will always do whatever they are allowed to get away with, and in a Democrat-run city like Atlanta, they know they can get clean away with stealing in Councilman's Benz. Brown isn't doing these kids any kind of favor refusing to hold them accountable. He's only ensuring their doom. Discipline saves kids from a life of crime. Accountability is crucial in raising a child into a mentally healthy, well-rounded adult. My heart breaks for these kids. They live in a city where no one gives enough of a damn about them to teach them how to grow up. Before you ask yourself just how stupid Atlanta's Democrats have to be to vote for someone this obtuse to run their city, add into your equation the news that Brown is currently under federal indictment for fraud. Atlanta is getting exactly what it voted for, and I could not care less. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.